Welcome, my friends. Glad you're here. It's Friday evening, and you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. It is February 16th, 2007, about 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Had some technical problems this evening, and they seem to be ironed out. Everything seems to be flowing well, so keep your fingers crossed or knock on wood or whatever it is that you might do, that everything works out for the remainder of the show. Our guests will be joining us in about an hour. Until then, I thought we'd do some news and some phone calls. So you're more than welcome to dial in, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. So it's Friday at long last. And it was supposed to warm up somewhere around the 40s, mid-40s today, depending on where you got your information from. I'd be shocked if it hit mid-30s, honestly. It's definitely warmer than it was last night, but not as warm as they said it was going to be. Now, next week it's going to be supposedly 50s and maybe even touching the 60s a little bit. So it's a lot of back and forth, a lot of up and down with this weather, and it's getting to be moderately frustrating. We'll probably discuss the weather a little bit with our guest this evening. His name is Greg Colson. He's an analyst, and he's got a lot of fantastic information. I think you're going to find him to be incredibly insightful, and who knows where the subject matter will take us. And certainly we've got plenty of news as well, so we'll have to wait and see how the show develops. But I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to a weekend of doing nothing. Honestly, I'm a fairly boring person, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and your calls if you're interested.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
And we're back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here with us this evening. Friday night, folks. Some of you out there, maybe, got some big plans, perhaps. I don't know. I don't. Obviously, I'm here at work. But at the same time, as I mentioned, I'm a relatively boring guy, honestly. I don't do much aside from work and spend time with the family, but mostly work. Luckily, I have an understanding family, I guess you could say. A couple of interesting stories that I came across. Like I said, our guest joining us at around 50 minutes from now, so we could take some calls until then if you'd like, but plenty of news. I found this one to be a little bit strange. Came out today, Reuters. Three large balloons will float above the Pentagon on Saturday as the U.S. Defense Department tests its chemical and biological weapons defenses, said department officials on Friday. What? The balloons, each 6 feet in diameter, will be tethered to the Pentagon and set 100 feet above the Virginia building from four different locations throughout the day. According to department officials, the balloons are part of a series of tests the Pentagon does on its building defenses regularly, said a spokesman, quote, "We do tests all the time. This one is just more visible," end quote. What test? The tests will be conducted by a unit of the Defense Department agency created to protect the Pentagon after the September 11, 2001 attacks when Al-Qaeda hijackers flew a plane into the building, killing 125 people. Officials would not say what role the balloons play in protecting the building against chemical or biological weapons or when during the day they will be lifted. What the heck are they doing? They're going to loft 3 6-foot balloons above the Pentagon at sometime tomorrow, later, today, I guess, technically, I don't know, sometime on Saturday, which will be in less than an hour. But 100 feet in the air, 6 feet, these balloons are in diameter, and they're supposed to help the test that the Pentagon is doing to protect itself against chemical and biological weapons. I have no idea what that means. I have no clue what that means. The only thing I could think of, honestly, if you have a balloon and you have chemical or biological weapons and you're trying to test specifically for those and you're using balloons to do that, I can't think of anything other than perhaps they're testing the air as far as like the wind and whatnot, right? How hard the wind is blowing, in which direction and whatnot. But then again, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense unless you're testing some sort of dispersal pattern. If you're checking the dispersion of chemical or biological weapons, then one way to do that is to put up a balloon that has some sort of substance in it and put a little tiny hole in it where it would deflate over time, maybe a small hole, obviously, so it would deflate slowly, and test where that particular matter goes. Because, quite simply, what are we in the 1700s or the 1600s? You want to test how fast the wind is blowing, so you send up a balloon. I mean, this seems a little antiquated. So, and this is the Pentagon we're talking about, right? The seat of all military activities here in the United States. You'd think that their tests would be superior to anyone else's. So I don't think they're just testing the wind. So will they be releasing some sort of inert chemical, some sort of agent, some sort of inert biological matter, and test it? I don't know. I have no idea. This story baffles me. I'm officially baffled. So it would obviously would have to have something else in it to allow it to go up in the air, so we can assume perhaps helium. I don't know. But it's very, very interesting, and I would urge you to pay close attention to the news on this. Maybe you'll even see a photograph, or if you happen to live nearby, or maybe you work in D.C., maybe you want to snap a photo and send it over. Love to see what these balloons look like, and maybe we'll get a better idea of what this is all about. If you have any idea how this could maybe go down, I would love to hear that as well, because I'm, like I said, relatively confused about this story. But again, it would seem to me that they would be instituting some sort of tiny leak in the balloon that would have some sort of substance in it that they would be testing for to find out, again, within 100 feet above the building, would it be likely to land on the Pentagon? The thing that's obviously a little bit disturbing about this whole concept is that just like the story we talked about last evening, where they're going to test a conventional weapon, 700 tons, by the way, a conventional weapon in the former nuclear test site, and they said, yeah, there's going to be some radiological material, but it's all going to land on the site. Anything that doesn't is just going to be like a tiny amount, minuscule, the same amount of radiation put out by a smoke detector. So again, it would make you wonder, what exactly are they testing? How does this fit in? The spokesperson isn't even named in the story, and various officials, of course, are just cited as being officials. So we're not getting the whole story on this by any means. So again, if they are testing something, they could say it's inert, or they can maybe test for something small. Maybe like, oh, we'll just put out a little flu bug, right? Well, I'll get flu shots here in the Pentagon, and we'll put out a little flu bug and just see how many people get sick around us. Where is this material going to be floating to? We just don't know. If there's material at all, again, that's just my insight to this, my opinion, and my suspicion, I guess you could say. But again, if you've got somebody lofting balloons up saying, oh, we're testing our defenses against chemical or biological weapons, the very idea of defense means that you are simulating an attack. So how do you simulate an attack with a balloon other than to put some sort of substance in that balloon? I have no idea. That's the only thing I can think of. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway, when you start talking about weird balloon stories, I came back to this one from allheadlinenews.com is where you can find it. January 28th of this year, suspicious green balloons found their way into the southern Lebanese cities of Tyre and Nabatea on Saturday. According to Israeli newspapers, the balloons were part of a promotional campaign, but that did not stop panic spreading quickly in the two southern cities. Lebanese media and Israeli media disagree over the context the balloons under which the balloons ended up in southern Lebanon. Obviously, it's translated. It doesn't flow very well. According to the Haaretz newspaper and Israeli Daily, the balloons were part of a promotional campaign for Ha'er, a Shakan Group newspaper. I don't know what that means. Lebanese media, oppositely, said the balloons were dropped by Israeli planes and were poisonous. The Lebanese military told citizens to remain away from the balloons while tests could be done. The balloons were given to Italian UN troops in southern Lebanon. Security and media reports have said that some Lebanese were taken to the hospital after complaining about nausea after they came in contact with the balloons. Most likely, according to the Israeli press, the people inhaled the gas from the balloons, causing the nausea. I have no idea. Now, I looked for follow-up stories on this a couple days afterwards, and the only thing I had come across was that just sort of a very, very thinly written piece stating that the balloons were harmless when tested. I don't know. It says, despite Israel continually violating the August 14th United Nations brokered ceasefire agreement that ended last summer's month-long war, the balloons appear to have been part of the promotional campaign by Ha'ir newspaper and floated in the winds into southern Lebanon. So, I don't know. I guess, it would make you wonder, right? Because, again, not everything chemical or biological in nature is going to kill you instantly. So, you know, it's hard to say. I'm not saying that this was chemical warfare being used. But if you look at the invasion, the war that took place between Israel and Lebanon over last summer, and we covered it extensively on the morning show, you saw quite a bit of evidence surfacing and some pretty interesting admissions on the part of people in power of illegal weapons being used, tested, and whatnot. So it's hard to say if that, hard to say if that is a furtherance of that issue or not, but it is noteworthy, I would suspect. Weird times, my friends. Speaking of weaponry, we've got this one, which came out today as well from the AP. Deep fears about the war in Iraq and a growing tension between the United States and Iran are driving the wealthy oil states of the Persian Gulf to go on shopping sprees for helicopters, ships, and tanks, say officials. Some 900 weapon makers and security firms from around the world, including the United States and Russia, will compete for those military contracts at the IDEX military show that opens Sunday in Abu Dhabi. At stake are contracts predicted to soar past the $2 billion signed at the last such show 2 years ago, said military analyst Mustafa Alani of the Dubai-based Gulf Research Center. He said, quote, the shopping lists are directly correlated to the threat perception. For the past 15 years, these countries didn't invest a lot in rearming, end quote. But now the story says they are rushing to update. Well, of course they are. It's an opportunity. So, you know, you put the panic in people and in various nations who are looking at the situation with the U.S. and Iraq and the U.S. and Iran and all the other shenanigans that are happening around the Middle East area. And these countries are starting to say, well, you know, hey, we've got to do something to defend ourselves and our interests. It says the biggest fear in the region is that Iraq will collapse into civil war and its violence will spill into nearby Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Those countries want to protect critical sites such as oil installations, ports, and U.S. military bases that house tens of thousands of American troops. Of those five nations, only Saudi Arabia has no American bases. So we have bases, by the way, in Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the UAE. Now, that's very interesting on a number of levels, quite simply because Iran has threatened to shut down the Straits of Hormuz, which go between Iran and the United Arab Emirates. So if you look at that, that might contextualize a little bit maybe why the UAE was given the port security contracts, or at least it was offered to them. They supposedly have outsourced it to American companies, but I've seen no evidence of that. I just, you know, once it died down, everything just kind of got quiet in the mainstream media. I'm sure they still got the contract, and I'm sure that's in exchange for us using United Arab Emirates as a potentially strategic place to keep Iran from shutting down the straits, or, you know, maybe just attacking them in general. I don't know. It's very interesting stuff, folks. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It's Friday night. Talking about this story from the Associated Press. Came out today, and it's about a giant military show happening on Sundays when it opens. I don't know how long it goes for, but the last time they had one, 2 years ago, $2 billion in defense contracts were signed. There's going to be a lot of hardware on display, my friends, and a lot of countries looking to defend themselves, particularly there in the Middle East. It says, if Iran were threatened or attacked by the United States or Israel, its ballistic missiles, meaning Iran, could hit land targets or ships, and its mines could block the narrow shipping lanes that carry oil from the Gulf. That scenario is pushing Gulf defense ministers to consider missile defense systems like the Patriot, sold by U.S. manufacturer Raytheon Corporation. They are also eyeing warships, including minesweepers and early warning radar. In particular, the Saudi military is looking for air defenses and helicopters and perhaps naval frigates. Eurocopter, a French and German consortium, is working to sell its Tiger helicopter gunships to the Saudi military. The Emirates shopping list includes ship-to-ship missiles. Iran is not believed to be sending an official delegation to the show, but military officials from Iran, who just took delivery of the Russian-made Tor-1 air defense systems, are certain to be roaming the show and studying the weapons. I'll tell you what, I think this is an interesting story. I think it's an important story. I think the results of the show will be monumentally interesting, but I sure would love to walk around in there, wouldn't you? Unmanned aerial vehicles like Northrop Grumman's jet-powered Global Hawk also will be on display. U.S. manufacturer AAI Corporation will demonstrate robot boats as a defense for offshore oil platforms and ports. Harbor visitors will also get to gawk at warships for sale by the British, the French, and German shipbuilders. Other exhibitors include some of the world's largest arms makers, Boeing Company, Lockheed Martin Corporation, BAE Systems PLC, the Thales Group, and Russia's state-run makers of tanks, trucks, and howitzers. A lot of money going to be floating around in there. And certainly, we talked about the big story last night about people being armed and united against the United States, again, getting all these Arabs to ignore the different sectarian separations that would divide them and unify as an opposing force to the United States' global domination that they would perceive. Even the sectarian violence hasn't changed that. They still perceive the United States and Israel as a greater threat to themselves. So, again, if we're trying to initiate and precipitate a crusade, I think that's extremely noteworthy. Anyway, you want to take some calls, we can do that, 800-313-9443, and then we can move on to other news, and certainly our guest joining us next hour. Let's go to Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, welcome to the program.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, in regards to that launching of those weather balloons off the Pentagon there, it could be a false flag operation. Have you ever heard of those?
A false flag operation, yeah.
Yeah, a host there on RBN named Dan Abramson used to have a show on there called False Flag News, and
yes.
Maybe it's one of those type of things.
In what capacity, though?
Well, like on the morning of 9/11, they were doing these false terror attacks right before 9/11 happened. Maybe this is a precursor to what they got planned for us next.
Well, it's possible, but again, I mean, obviously, when you look at the story, you can consider that there's potentially something diabolical about it. But again, although they were doing drills about planes hitting buildings, they didn't actually have planes that they were using for the drills. You know what I mean? It was just like a fictional scenario. In this circumstance, what differs is that they'll actually have the balloons flying. So, you know, again, if there is some sort of biological or chemical fallout, I think everyone would quite obviously say, what did you have in those damn balloons? If people know about it, if people are talking about it. So, yeah, that in and of itself is possible, as we'd speculated. You know, is there anything, are they intentionally sort of spraying something, perhaps, leaking something out of these balloons so they can test their systems, and is there going to be a fallout? I don't know. It's certainly a possibility, though. But I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I've never heard of a chemical or biological test involving balloons that you know, I don't understand how those balloons could in any capacity do that unless they were leaking something, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'll have
to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I think it was two nights ago, you had a guest on talking about the UFO issue, and then you brought a caller on, and he was able to bring these signals over the airwaves on your show. I found those pretty interesting. What do you think of those?
I think it was a hoax. Are you still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I know that you know who Bob is. Bob says he's your friend, so I mean, you don't have to act like you guys don't know each other. When we come back, we'll explain that. Okay. And you can give me your assessment first, if you like. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Good evening. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here, of course. Let me remind you, my friends, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to many, many fun things to do inside and outside here in the great state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And we're taking some calls here this hour. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, go ahead.
Yeah, Frank. I've always wanted to ask you, I can't ever get a... I'm getting an echo here. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. I've always wanted to try to ask Mr. Farnham, who I believe is your webmaster, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what the name of that... What, where the music comes from that opens your show?
Yeah, it comes from a recording studio. I don't give out the names of most of the songs, honestly. Once they started appearing on other shows, I just stopped doing it. People want to find music, they can find it themselves the same way I did. But anyway,
well, anyway, I like it.
Well, good. I mean, I'll talk to you about it, but I'm not going to do it on the air. All right, anyway, so yeah, my thought is that it was a hoax. I don't know your thoughts, but...
Why do you think it was a hoax?
A lot of reasons, but I'll tell you this, that right from the beginning, I figured it was something that was being done over the phone line by the caller, because, like I said, I can do that, too, on this end. You know, I can make funny noises, too, with my equipment. But, you know,
what I found interesting about that, those signals is it sounds very similar. I just heard it.
No,
did you hear
didn't.
That?
Go ahead and tell your story, and then we'll talk. Go ahead.
Well, I just heard that signal. A little
I know. Ago. I know. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, there's something intriguing about those signals is it sounds just very similar to those sounds at the end of that Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie. And I know Bob has done this on other radio shows around the country because he's sent me the recordings of them. You still there?
Yeah.
Well, one time he was on a radio show up in Neenah, Wisconsin, and he got these signals over the air, and he told me he called various people to play
the recording. All right. Stop that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing those sounds.
All right. Hold on a second before you go any further. A couple of things. First of all, I absolutely believe that people have encounters all the time. There's no doubt in my mind. What I disbelieve is that aliens are good-natured and here to help us. Because, first of all, I don't see any evidence whatsoever of that. Secondly, it's just not – to me, it's immaterial. Now, Bob had said that – because I've interviewed with Bob before, as you know, And he said that there were signals over that broadcast. I didn't hear any. The only thing I heard is my mic stand, which is creaky.
But he asked you if you heard him, and you had agreed that you did hear
when
him.
When he was a guest? When he was a guest. Okay, so anyway, and then there was other, and he had said, I'll send the recordings so you can hear the sounds. And I said, okay, I never got that. Now,
well,
as far as...
the archives.
No, that's my mic stand, Sheldon. That's what I said on the air. Anyway.
You know, when he was a guest on your show, the archives to listen to those signals.
It's not signals. It was my mic stand. It creaks. It's old. Makes noise. A boom mic in a radio station has four springs on this one right here, giant springs. And, you know, they make noise. See that? That's me plucking the springs. And they also creak and make a little noise. And mine is notoriously bad and has been since I started on RBN. I did oil the mic stand not too long ago. I also oiled the chair, which still has a little bit of creak to it. Now, as far as the signals, when Bob had mentioned that he was hearing them in our last call, I admitted I did hear them because I did. And at the time, I had no explanation for them. But I assumed that they did not come from an extraterrestrial source. I assumed that they came from Bob. I was wrong. They didn't come from Bob. They came from my producer, who thought it would be cute to kind of mess with the situation. And we'll bring him up on the air. Thomas, come on. And
yes.
Admit your deception there.
What's your name, Thomas?
Yeah, let me show you something. Okay, you ready?
Know, it's against the law to broadcast sounds like that without a license.
You hear that? That's you feeding back into yourself.
That's not. It's not a sound. It's not feedback a sound. It'd be like putting. Like, if you were calling me on your phone while listening to the radio, that would happen. It would be just
Bob
a feedback.
It's against the law to broadcast signals like that without a license, strange sounds like that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is or maybe it's not. But anyway, I want to apologize to Bob and to anybody else. I did not know that that was going to happen. I did not know that he would be doing that at the time. It's not anything I'm not interested in doing hoax things. I'm not interested in fooling people. You know, if that was the case, I could have celebrity interviews every night and just get a voice impersonator to come on and do these fake things. I don't do that stuff. I had no part in that, and it's not something that I mean, like I said, it was a relief to get an explanation, I suppose. But,
well, regardless of this situation, Frank, he did pick up these signals over a radio show up in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's told me that.
And he told you that?
Yeah, he told me that.
And the thing is, you know, he saved the recording on a cassette tape, and he called various people up to play the cassette tape on his tape recorder.
Yeah, he did that on the show.
And, well, not with you, though, but with other people, and it would knock out his telephone when he would play the cassette tape.
Hmm.
He said it somehow, this impulse that these ETs put in the tape somehow would interfere with the chip in his phone when he would play it back to people he would call.
I think he played that in our interview, actually.
No, you never did let
him. He didn't? Okay.
No, I've listened to it many times.
Huh.
Hmm. But he has done this on other shows, I'm telling you. This guy is one of the most level-headed guys I've ever known.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. But see, the thing is,
he has nothing to gain by lying about it.
I didn't say he was lying. I never said that. See, this is the thing. There's a huge difference between me saying someone is lying and me not agreeing with the same information. See, it's a completely different thing. For example, if I show you, let's say, a coffee mug, and you say cup, and I say no, I see it as a mug. Then, you know, it's technically, we're both looking at the same thing. We just have different opinions about it. He says that extraterrestrials are real. Don't disagree with that. He says they're good people. I disagree with that.
You think the universe only has negatively oriented beings in it?
Didn't say that.
But you said you don't think there's good ones.
Yes. You said only negative oriented beings, meaning human beings, you know, and anything else. So I didn't say
I'm
that.
I'm talking about non-terrestrial beings.
Okay.
Do you think that our universe is only populated with negative beings?
I think that extraterrestrials, as we know them, are fallen angels, demons. Yes, that's what I think.
Why do you think that?
I think it was pretty obvious with the stuff we talked about on the show that you're referring to, as well as the show that I've done with Patrick Heron, as well as a multitude of other shows I've done in my 14 years of broadcasting. What evidence do you have to the contrary?
Well,
thank you.
What evidence do you have that Jesus walked on the earth, though?
I answered that exact comment, okay? I said the only thing that I put faith in is God. That's it. Everything else, I need some proof. Everything else.
Well, we could go on forever about this.
No, we can't. No, we can't. We can't go on forever because all I've told you is that I disagree with the interpretation you have of the evidence. That's it. Am I not allowed to disagree?
No, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Absolutely. And yeah. I'm also open to evidence, but I've not seen any.
Well, like angels, you know, angels operate in very mysterious ways, and they're good beings. Don't you think that a race of ETs coming here to interact with us could operate the same way?
Sort of like you know, angels, as in like good angels, and they would pop on down here with like a thing. I mean, I don't know. I suppose it's possible, but you know, you don't. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. Like I said, my initial assessment is one of repulsion, I just don't buy that they're here. Look, here's the thing. Do you really think angels would be sent down to stop warfare and different things like that? I mean, it seems to me that there's two elements here. There's as far as biblical theory would have it, you've got two sides of the coin for the most part. You've got free will versus predestination. Some people believe that there's a mix of the two. If you believe it was predestined, then wars are either going to happen or not going to happen based on the will of God, in which case you could say God doesn't need to send angels down to stop wars. If a war is going to happen or it's not going to happen, God can stop it or start it long before it needs to come to the brink of anything. Okay, so that's the predestination side. As far as the free will thing, if you buy that, you also don't believe that there'd be good angels / UFOs coming down here to save us, because quite simply, that concept means that God would be technically interfering with free will. So it's either one or the other as far as a faith-based perspective. So do I think that there are good angels? Absolutely. Do I think there are bad angels? Absolutely. Do I think that good angels would be gray with giant eyes and abduct people and probe them and cut them open and do cattle mutilations? No. So where does that leave me? It leaves me with the opinion that I have. But like I said, I'm open to it.
Well, I know Daryl Sims been on Art Bell and George Norrie before, mm-hmm. and he said that in the end we're going to find out these beings, they don't operate in any way we will ever expect them to. So mm-hmm. maybe they're doing things in subtle ways that we won't really see but the problem is, you know, the reptilians, like Bob said, are running a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are in the government, too,
sure.
And they're shapeshifters.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard a lot of people say they can see him. I've never seen George Bush turn into a lizard or anything like that. But, I mean, I've talked to people, I've read books where people have said that they've seen it. And if they have, well, that's creepy. And that's a skill or an ability I wouldn't want to have. I don't want to see people turning into aliens or reptiles or anything like that. And, look, I mean, here's the thing. I guess the main point, Sheldon, is that I'm skeptical of everything, but only to a point. I'll go and I'll say, if I'm confronted with evidence, then skepticism is just a place to catch my breath until I reassess things. So, based on the things I've seen and heard, do I believe they're there? Yeah, but I tend to think that they skew more to the negative side of things. Now, is that unduly cautious of me? No, I don't think so. Because here's the thing, I don't care if extraterrestrials, let's say they came down, they landed on the White House lawn, they came out, they were beautiful, and they said, we want to help you. You know what my assessment would be? I don't want your help. Even if they were good and they said, oh, we can help you out with technology, I'll say, what has technology really given us that's so great? I mean, granted, I enjoy air conditioning in the summer, and I enjoy a heater in the wintertime.
A lot of our technology has been given to us by these extraterrestrial races.
There's no proof of that.
Well, Philip Corso has brought this up, that he's a pretty highly credible military source.
Well, And there's so is William Cooper, and he claims that he thought a lot of the deception was from the military personnel who were intentionally deceived to propagate the story. So, you know, again, I mean, for every quote-unquote credible source, there's an equally credible source saying that they're wrong. You got to go with what you think, and I have to go with what I think. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I don't trust people who say, trust me. You know what I mean? It's like trust is earned. It's not given. And I think a lot of people would love the concept of extraterrestrials saving the day, that they're here to help us. Even if they were good, I wouldn't want their help. I don't think we're that bad off. I'd rather just be left alone. It's kind of like people say about like illegal immigration. You know, people are so pissed off that people are crossing it into America from Mexico for whatever reason, because they want to make some money, because they want to start a business, because they know that they're treated better here than people who live here are, for whatever purpose. People are upset about that. Most Americans probably just want to be left alone to do their thing. As far as foreign policy goes, we get tired of being considered the police of the world, where you've got two countries or two communities at odds with each other, and one is demanding that we get involved, and the other one's demanding that we stay out of it. So if we do something, somebody hates us, and if we don't do something, the other person hates us. It just can't
win. That's exactly why they won't step in big time, is because they do believe in free will a lot more than we'll ever realize.
Then why would they stop Y2K? Why would they stop this forthcoming war and all these other things that were addressed in that phone call?
Well, they didn't totally stop it, but they did intervene somewhat because the oil.
Well, then that's messing with free will. I mean, it's either one or the other. Either they respect free will or they don't respect free will.
I don't know. I'm not good at debating with people, but I'd love to talking to you tonight anyway.
Hey, you know what, brother? I love hearing from you. I really do. And I love these conversations. Let me tell you something, man. There was a time when I was the most closed-minded, pig-headed, stubborn, refused to consider anything outside my paradigm type of person. And Thomas tells me I'm still like that. Thank you. I'd like to think I'm a little more open-minded these days. But, you know, again, you know, when we look at,
I think you're somewhat closed-minded, but you're better than a lot of, you know, the folks out there in the mainstream.
Well, I appreciate that, I guess, but, you know. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I don't see how I'm closed-minded. I consider everything. I just don't believe everything. You know what I mean? You could tell me that you're calling from a ship right now. I could say, well, it's possible. I don't believe it, but it's possible. And then you fly by the studio here and wave at me out of a portal. Then I'll believe it. But I think anything, look, there are way too many things I've seen and heard and experienced in my life for me to rule anything out as impossible. Everything is possible. Okay, so then I'm not closed-minded. I just like a little evidence. I mean, you look at the story of Doubting Thomas. You know, everyone's like, "Oh, these are his." You know,
so
these
we
are basically.
Do in the end, if we find out our idea of what proof is nothing like we've always been taught to believe it is.
Well, I haven't been taught anything that I haven't re-examined and re-established on my own through the course of my life. So I haven't been taught anything. To me, proof is not the way that the scientific community would deem proof. I don't need proof that I can recreate to everybody else. If I experience it, it's proven to me. What I'm saying to you, though, is again, back to Scripture. You've got Thomas, Doubting Thomas. He wants to stick his hands in Jesus' wounds before he believes that it's him.
Now we go back to what Bill Cooper always said, that most of the major organized religions are nothing but mind control.
What does that have to do with Scripture? Scripture was around before the churches were, brother. Okay,
scripture
I'll take your... What?
Have a good one, Frank.
All right, Sheldon. Well, anyway, I'm not trying to be closed-minded, folks, but I'm not easily swindled. It's that caution, I think, that's kept me around thus far. And don't ever equate the scriptures with the churches. One is a man-made organization designed to infiltrate and to deceive. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen, and tail end of our first hour already. Look, again, I want to stress this, okay? I am here in this capacity as a talk show host to learn. And I learn a lot. I learn a lot from all of you. And I'm sorry, and inevitably, people will be disappointed by me. It's going to happen. One show you may hear, you may love everything I say. And the next show you hear, you may hate everything I say. If I have not pissed you off yet, I will. I promise you that. Because I'm my own person. I'm not subject to the beliefs of any organized group or any club or any political party or anything like that. I'm just my own person. I see things through my eyes with my experiences. And they have shaped who I am. I'm open to everything being a possibility because I think it is. Anything is possible. But there's a lot of stuff we don't know for sure. And what do we not know for sure? Well, I know exactly what I don't know. And I think that's the best place to start when you're trying to learn things. Know what you know and know what you don't know. And go from there. Increase what you know by taking away from what you don't know. So I think there's significant evidence that we have advanced technologies in our government and certainly in other governments as well. There's proof out there in the form of documents, in the form of high-level admissions, in the form of photographs, in the form of video. That's enough proof for me to buy into the theories that you know, our government and others have things that they don't want to tell us about. I think that you can go back, you know, any amount of time, 50 years, 100 years, and there's always going to be tricks that they have up their sleeve that we've never heard of. Okay? So to say here is a craft that's not using conventional means of thrust, it does not maneuver conventionally, and you can take it two ways. Is this advanced technology on this planet, or is this extraterrestrials coming down for a peek? I just, there's something wrong with that in my mind. The idea that somebody could travel from other planets and they would be fearful of the weaponry we would have, they want to stop a nuclear war because it's bad for them. I don't know. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. And then concurrently, to take it another road, it would be the equivalent of us with our technology going and interacting with like a bunch of puppies. I'm here to save you, puppies. I mean, you know, why would they come and mess with us in any capacity unless they wanted something? I just to me, it's that's how it is. People want something. You know, if they're going to offer you, so they're going to come down here and stop wars for us. Well, that doesn't really solve the problem. I'll give you an example. If I've got, let's say I've got a broken ankle and I'm walking around and all that stuff, right? It's causing me a lot of pain. Yeah, I could take some Tylenol, but guess what? It's still broken. So if they come down here and they stop a war, well, the point is they didn't stop what was inherently wrong with the situation that caused war to almost break out or war to break out. They didn't change anything about us as human beings that makes us aggressive or greedy or whatever the case is, whatever reasons cause warfare, which means that war will still break out unless they're there to be, you know, the perpetual referee from above. I just, does that make sense? Does that sound like a lifetime in that aliens would enjoy? Let's go down here and just hang out in the clouds and, you know, do all this. Because we're more advanced than an antiquated culture that would view them as gods and worship them. But again, I don't know. I just don't see it. I'm open to anything being a possibility. But at the same time, I think a lot of people just want to believe in something. And they'll find something and they'll run with it and embrace it totally. I'm just a little more cautious than that. I don't think it's a bad thing. Stay with us.